Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high near 50 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature reading is 41. It's mostly cloudy. Clear skies in Burlington, 38 degrees. Milwaukee, cloudy, 43. And in Racine, we are cloudy, also 43 degrees. It's a freeze watch. It's been issued for southeast Wisconsin for tonight into tomorrow morning. In fact, through tomorrow morning by the National Weather Service. Temperatures could dip to the mid-20s in western locations, near 30 by Lake Michigan. If you got any sensitive vegetation, you may want to cover that, or it could become victim to this early frost. The Climate Prediction Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's NOAA, they're predicting the upcoming winter here in southeast Wisconsin. Well, it's probably going to realize the effects of El Nino with warmer and drier conditions. Now, that does not mean there won't be any snow and that there won't be getting really cold temperatures at times, but if history is any indicator, well, then the winter of 1997-98 might show you something. That was the last El Nino impact in this region. It averaged a few degrees warmer and close to a foot less snow. So you can keep your fingers crossed either way, depending on what you desire for the upcoming winter. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies recovering two more vehicles linked to Andrew Obregon and the woman that he allegedly punched before taking off in her car, which led to his arrest. She's been released from the hospital. She found Obregon in the vacant home owned by her family. He's accused of hitting her, causing significant injuries. Her call to 911, though, eventually led to his capture after more than 2 weeks on the run. He remains in the Lake County Jail, pending an extradition hearing that will be going next week. In Racine County Circuit Court, a 29-year-old woman from Brown Deer is now facing charges. She allegedly sent hundreds of threatening text messages to a former boyfriend and members of his family. This alleged harassment began in August, but continued through early this month. There were threats to injure or kill the victims that had forced them to change their phone numbers and the former boyfriend to move out of his apartment, according to the charging document. Melissa Zemmel being held in jail on a $100,000 bond. She'll be back in court for a preliminary hearing next week. Imagine this occurring here in southeast Wisconsin, a four-day delay and the public being told about prison escapees. It happened in Oshkosh. Police there apologizing for not immediately getting the word out on two escapees from the Winnebago Correctional Center.
We know that the media release should have went out as soon as we heard in regards to the escapees. We're human. Hey, we can admit when we make an error.
That's Officer Joel Nichols in Oshkosh. Says they're still looking into the cause of that delay, but noting that law enforcement was told about it right away, so they were actively watching for both men. One was recaptured in Green Bay, but the other is still on the loose. Charges of burglary and criminal damage to property lodged against a Racine man. He's accused of breaking into Infocino's restaurant on Rapids Drive and the banquet hall next door. 49-year-old Rufus Bunville in court yesterday. Police called to the restaurant September the 14th, found the front door glass had been shattered, the cash register forced open. The office had also been entered and money taken. Then Monday night, Infocino's banquet hall was entered again by smashing the glass on the front door. Register damaged, office entered, money missing. Bunville's a former employee of the facility, identified as a suspect in the first break-in through surveillance video, reportedly admitting to the second. He'll be back in court next week for his preliminary hearing. The Racine Common Council is being urged by the Finance Committee to support the use of recaptured capital improvement bond proceeds to buy a new mobile command vehicle for the police department. The cost is about $345,000. They've been trying to do this for the past couple of years, according to Chief Art Howell. The current vehicle's functionality has reached its limits, and he says if they do it now instead of waiting, said he could save about $150,000. Lieutenant Dave Walgamuth explaining that the company involved, LDV Incorporated, is going to be putting all the currently needed operational bells and whistles into this vehicle, as well as the infrastructure for any future requirements.
LDV will be putting that cabling in so that in the future, as we expand to those systems, we don't have to tear the vehicle apart in order to put those things in. As far as the computer equipment goes, again, it would be our IS department that would be supplying LDV with the computers that go in there, and then LDV would be doing the install on that, but they would ensure that the routing for expansion, like HDMI cabling, USB cabling, all of that, would be in the vehicle so that we can expand in the future.
The current mobile command vehicle goes back to 1983, and aside from special events, it, of course, could be utilized for any major tactical situation. The jobless rate in Wisconsin hitting a 14-year low in September. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says it slipped from 4.5% in August to 4.3% last month. Workforce Development Office numbers in Madison, they should be out next week. Then a few days after that, the breakdown of individual counties and municipalities. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction, meanwhile, putting out the certified general state aid appropriations for school districts in the current term. In the southeast corner, well, most of them got increases. Racine Unified did not. The general state aid to decline to $139.9 million versus $140.3 million, a cut of $434,500. Burlington Area Schools, another $571,500. Kenosha Unified, $152,500. Oak Creek Franklin Schools, $30.7 million. Milwaukee Public Schools, they always get the largest amount, another $3.2 million, a total of $540.8 million. Some nearly two dozen local college students sitting down with Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday at UW Parkside. They talked about how they are paying the students for their education and the struggles that they're facing, talking about things like also having to deal with living expenses, care for kids, holding down jobs. Baldwin saying that Congress is working on reauthorizing the federal Perkins Loan Program, while also mentioning that many programs sunset, such as the Perkins Loans. That is what's forcing Congress to review them.
Regrettably, oftentimes they expire without action from Congress because the provisions become too controversial. That's what's happened with both K-12 policy and the Higher Education Act. But both are actually moving this year in the Congress, and we're hopeful that before the end of the term that we'll be able to make some significant progress on both.
She introduced the America's College Promise Act in July. That would make 2 years of community college free and provide an affordable pathway for low-income students to a four-year college degree. She has also co-sponsored several other education initiatives. The Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission holding another round of workshops in early November. It's the next step in the process of setting up a land use and transportation plan for the region through the year 2050. SewerPAC's executive director is Ken Yonker. He tells WRJN News that the Vision 2050 process began with figuring out the implications of following current development trends, and that the workshops will also look at development models that do not necessarily follow established trends.
For example, developing a better public transit system, trying to develop in a way which would preserve our best remaining farmland, looking to try and develop in a way that might better conserve energy and reduce air pollutants.
The first of the upcoming workshops will be at Festival Hall in Racine Monday, November the 9th. The workshop in Kenosha, Thursday, November the 12th. Sessions will also be held in each county in the region before the final session in Milwaukee, November the 19th. In the Racine County town of Burlington, fire station number 2 in the Boners Lake area, it's going to be renovated. Price tag is now $865,000 all total. Town Board, according to MyRacineCounty.com, supported public sentiment to exceed the previous budget of $580,000, though Tyson Fettis, who's on the board, voted against moving that project forward. Cost will include a new apparatus bay and renovations to the current structure for improving traffic patterns. And the owner of a broken drone that was discovered on the grounds of Racine's Baton Airport this past Sunday, well, turned himself in Thursday, but won't be facing any federal penalty for not having received permission. Airport manager Dave Mann had talked to the man. He resides near Highways 20 and 31, admitted he was attempting to fly his brand-new Chinese-made drone. Quickly learned, though, the operational instructions did not match what was actually occurring with the controller. And as a result, drone literally took off on its own, then crashed several miles away on the airport grounds. Mann indicating that he talked to the FAA, and based on the circumstances, the man will not be facing any penalties. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. You go to our webpage, look in the local news section. They're there in podcast form. Also at WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.